We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. And we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. We've just learned in the Gemara, in a case where two people are carrying something out on Shabbos, one person is a Yachol, which means he carried himself, the other person cannot carry himself. So we said the person who is able to carry himself, he's Chayiv, and the helper is not Chayiv, because we don't need him. He's useless, and he's called a Mesayaya. And a Mesayaya in Bamamish. And the Gemara is bringing different rayas from other places in Shas. We find this idea of Mesayaya in Bamamish. Amra Papi Yishmei the Rava. Afanana Mithinina. We just learned in a Braisa also such an idea, or it's a Sefer of the Mishnah in Zavim, such an idea of Mesayaya in Bamamish. It says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisi Omer, Hasus Mitame Al Yodav. A sus is Mitame, if the Zav is riding the horse, and he's riding the horse, and there's under the horse's legs are talisim, are the clothing. So the talisim become tameh because he's riding the horse. Now, it's only under the front, the two front legs, which are called the yadav. Those are the main legs that a sus holds himself up with. And therefore, the talisim under those hands, those two front legs, become tamei als the zav. V'chamar, but a chamar on the other hand, a raglov. Its ikker leaning, its main way it walks and it leans is from its hind legs, its back legs. So, therefore, anything under those two legs are tamei. Shemeshashenes hasus al yadov, because the sus leans on its front legs. V'chamar a raglov, and the chamar leans on its hind legs. Break the Gemara. What about mine? Said the other two legs are helping out. They can't stand with just two legs. Even though they're both helping, but still, we say the Mesayim Mamish. Why? Because you only need one of those. The mine said with three legs alone, it's enough to stand. You only need one of those two. The ikker front two or the back two, depends which animal. But the third one is only to keep the balance. But the fourth one you definitely don't need. So why is it not Matamid front two? Teretz is because the front two are both considered, both, you know, one of those two are helpers, and therefore, since one of those two are helpers, therefore we say Mesiyeh in B'mamish, and does not come Matamid. Another idea, we find that Mesiyeh in B'mamish. Omer Vashi Yafananim, in another case where we have a right to this. The halacha is, this is talking about not Zav anymore, talking about a Kohen who stands in the Beis HaMikdash. The halacha is that the Kohen has, what he's doing, Avodah, he has to stand directly on the Ritzpah, directly on the cold floor. He has to stand. And what it's learned out from a Psukim, that he has to stand directly on the floor, Chatzitza to him, his legs on the floor. Learn out from Klisharis. Rashi brings one of the Mekairis. Just like Klisharis, he has to hold it directly without a Chatzitza. Same thing with standing on the floor. He has to be on the floor without any Chatzitza between him and the floor. Therefore, he can't have shoes, he can't have socks. So what's the halacha if he's doing Avodah with 1 foot on the floor and 1 foot on something else? Let's see. Afanam tinir lazayim, raglay achas al kli, 1 foot is on a kli, raglay achas al ritzpah, 1 foot is on the floor. Or raglay achas al even, 1 foot is on a stone, raglay achas al ritzpah, the other foot is on the floor. So what do you do? Ryan, koshil yinot al kli v'tinot al oven. If you take away the kli or take away the oven, he would still be able to stand. Yochalam and a raglay achas, able to stand on 1 foot, then avodah sakshera, because he's standing on the ritzpah. But if you take away that stone or take away that keli, he would fall down. So it means he's standing on that keli also. Then avaydosa b'sula. Mlav avaydosa b'sula. V'amai, the Gemara asks, "Akam asai by the way, my son's helping out. It's helping out all of them. Mlav mishna rina mesiyeh b'mamish." See again this idea, mesiyeh b'mamish. One more ride. The Gemara rings over Ravina Afanam and Tanina. We learned also in a brayso. Also talking about a kohen does avaydah. The kohen does avaydah with a left hand. It's possible. You have to do avaydah with your right hand. You have to avoid the right hand. Anything that needs a kohen, the Gemara says in Chulin, needs a right hand. Amar Avina, Afanam Tanina, Kibel Biyamin V'smal Masiyata. Someone made Kabbalah. The halacha is after you shech the Kabbalah dam, and then you bring it to Zrika. So Afanam Tanina, Kibel Biyamin, the kohen was with Kabbalah with his right hand, is holding the cup in his right hand to catch the dam. V'smal Masiyata, and his left hand is helping out. You know, he puts his left hand next to his right hand to hold the kli, to support the kli on one hand. So avodah sakshera. Tavoidus Ksheira, because the Iker is holding his right hand. Vamai Kamasiebadi, it's helping out, left hand's helping out, Lamashum Damrina Masiebe Mamish Vamino. So you see again this idea that a Masiye doesn't count, it doesn't make any problems. Masiebe Mamish. And therefore also when it comes to Shabbos, if one person has enough, is carrying it in a way that it can be carried by himself, the person helping out is called Masiyaya, Masiyam Mamish, and therefore only the Zayach will be Chayiv, the Zayin Yach will not be Chayiv. So, we learned before, two people who carry something out of Shirabim, according to Rameh, you're always Chayiv. Omamar, Zayach or Zayach, even if it's something they both can carry themselves, let's say a loaf of bread, Rameh still holds Machayiv. Rameh holds chayv. So Gemara has a shayla like this. Abayil hu. That that we chayv for Rameh. We know every shir, a hitzah, is a shir. When it comes to food, it has to be a shir kegregor, it's a dried fig. So abayil hu. If you want both of them to be chayv, how much do you need? Abayil hu. If you eat on shir, lezev, shir, lezev, you need two gregors altogether. Enough shir for each person to be chayv. But I don't want shir achal kulam. One shir, it's one ma'isa hitzah. So one shir gregoris is enough. Now the Gemara declares a shayla according to Rameh, in the case of Zayachal, Zayachal. Taisa speaks out. And it's like that in the Gemara later on. The Gemara could have asked the same Shaila according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds by Ze Eina Yachal Ze Eina Yachal, when they both, let's say, they're carrying something that's heavy and they can't carry it themselves, then also Rabbi Yehuda holds that they're both Chayiv. So that case would be the same Shaila, do you need a shear for each one or do you don't need a shear for each one? And what's the Gemara's Shaila? What's the Gemara's Shaila? Shaila is that if they do something together, is it Pshat that it's considered each one did the whole Maisa? Or, and therefore, if each one did the whole ma'isa, you need a shear, then it's enough for one shear for everyone, because it's like each one did the whole ma'isa, so they're grogers. Or, you look at it, each one only did a half a ma'isa, and therefore, you need a shear grogers for each one. But that's the shah, you need a shear for each one, or shear, kulam, we said the shah, sa'af, fear, me'a, sa'af, fear, Rabbi Yehuda. So, talking about Rav Chista of Rav Amnuna. So the mechlek is Rav Chista Rav Amnuna. Chara mashir lezev v'shir lezev. One man the Yomah says you need a shear for each one. The kids say you need two gregris. When you can't say, Chara mashir echel kulam, one shear for everyone. Amar Rav Papa, Shmei the Rava, Afa nami tanina. I will bring a raya to this shayla. Hoy yoshev agabi mita. Someone, a zav was sitting on a bed. Arba talisas takas, arba ragli amita. And there was four talisim under the four legs. Temeyo is v'shein yachlam v'shalosh. The loch is all four talisa tame because a bed can't stand on three legs. These are all four legs. Vamai, the loch is to be tame. You need a dissolve to be lean roiv on it. Vamai, the boy is shir ziva lezev, shir ziva lezev. Here you only have the shir ziva for the bed, not for each leg. L'chari, you should need four zavim to sit on this bed to make it all tame. Lav mishum demrina shir echa l'kulam. It's a raya that one shir goes to kulam. Same thing about Shabbos, one shir is a kulam. To bring a raya to that, Yisoid. Another raya. I'm Rav Nachmir. So, Rav Nachmir. We also learned in a Mishnah later on. In the Mishnah of Braisa. In Braisa later on. That it says, that's a Mishnah later on. We learned in a Mishnah later on. That Tzvi, Shenichlas Labais. You have a deer. The halacha is that if a deer goes to the house and you close the door, that's called Seda. It's called capturing. And someone's Chayav on Shabbos. So, Tzvi, Shenichlas Labais. A deer went into the house. V'nol Echabafanav. One person closed the door. He's Chayav. He's Chayav because it's Seda. Two people close the door together. Pturim, called Shnaim Shasu. Lo Yachal Echa Linol. Lo Yachal Echa Linol is no Shnaim. Let's say one person couldn't close the door, it's too heavy. Vinol Shnaim, they both closed the door together. Then Shnaim Chayav, Vinol Shnaim Chayav, both Chayav. This obviously is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, this Mishnah, because it says that if they both did it together, then you're Pater. Only if they can't do it themselves, then the Chayav. And we're still being right from that. Okay, but Kaponim it says, the Nolu Shnaim Chayav. If they've no shnayim, then they're both chayiv. V'amai levoy shir tzeid lozev, shir tzeid lozev. L'chayiv, you need two deer. One deer is not enough. You need tzeid for both. Lav mishum, the b'nei shir echad kulam. Another raya, that shir echad, one shir is enough to be chayiv. Another raya, Amar Ravina, afa nami tanir, v'lim tanir b'raisa. This is not even to one Shabbos anymore. Hashut v'm shim gombu. The loch is that if someone steals a ox or a sheep, and he shechs it, or sells it, then halacha is chayiv dalad vahe. So what's halacha? Shutzim shigamu. Two people stole something together, a shor or a seh, v'tafkun shechta together. Chayavim de pechayit pei four or five. Four is for a seh, and five is for a shor. Break the gemara, v'amai li bo yishir tvicha zeh, shir tvicha zeh. What do you mean? Each one should have to do a shir tvicha. Lav mishum dam rino, shir echad le kulam. Again, you see this idea that shir echad le kulam. It says in a brayso, shnayim shehitziu kono shel gardi chayovim. Two people carried out a stick, a weaving stick, the chay. This weaving stick is there to straighten out the loom. So two people carry out a weaving stick together, the chay. Fake the gemara, v'amai liboyi shir etzol zev shir etzol zev. It's only one kind of gardi. It only could do, let's say, one piece of clothing. So it's not a shir etzol zev, shir etzol zev. So why are you chayiv? Right now, maybe the Gemara thinks we're going according to Rameyev. That's why, even though it's not so heavy, but that's why they're both chayiv. But the question is, you don't have a shir. You don't have a shir etzol zev, shir etzol zev. Lav v'shem d'rino, shir echel kulam. So it's a raya, shir echel kulam. I'm not a raya. There was no, this is not a raya. Why not? Only have achabrei d'rav l'rashi. Dilma d'isbei. Maybe it's big enough. We saw before that if you have a little reed that says the shear is to make a pen, it says if it can make a pen, then the shear is to cook a chicken egg with that kana. So maybe this kana is so big they cook two eggs with it, and therefore it's a shear for both of them. That's why you're chayiv. That's why both chayiv. So you have a shear enough of a hoitzah because the shear could ilvashel beitzakalazeh. So Gemara, if that was the case, imkain l'shmina kana ba'alma, should have said shtayim shetziu kana, stama kana. Maishta, the gardi, why did it say a weaving stick? It must be. We're talking about a type of stick that's not used to burn. It's used specially for weaving. Special stick is used for weaving. And then the shear goes, but every stick goes different. If it's a stick that could be used for weaving, then you would never burn it. Then the shear on that stick is like a weaving stick. So it's still, so it's back a raya. That's one weaving stick is enough for two people to chayv. That's a raya, shear echel akula. Zog tomorrow, no, but don't want to isbay, k'dil arig ma'apalazeh, k'dil arig ma'apalazeh. Maybe it's such a big stick that you could fix two looms that with one shot. So it has a shear for two. So maybe that's why you chayiv. So it's still not a raya, shear echel kula. Maybe it was a big enough weaving stick that could do two tablecloths at one time. Since it could do two tablecloths at one time, so it's a shear lezeh, a shear lezeh. Elam ha'olek l'mashbav. Here's not a raya. With a bunch of other rayas, that won't be a raya. So tomorrow, Bryce. So Tani Tanaka made the Rav Nachman. Shnayim sheitziu kana shel gardi. Two people carry out the kana shel gardi, but turim. Rav Shimon mechayev. Tanakama says that you potter, because shnayim sheasu, and Rav Shimon holds yechayev. In fact, tomorrow, copy lie. That's the opposite. Rav Shimon always holds potter. Eleima chayavim. Rav Shimon potter. Tanakama says chayev. Rav Shimon potter. Until he speaks out, though, must put on a heavy kana. So therefore, according to the Tanakami Yechayev, even for Rav Yehuda, because Zayin Yochel v'Zayin Yochel. So therefore, Yechayev. And Rav Shimon holds your potter, even by Zayin Yochel, Zayin Yochel is still potter. We don't want to say it's Rav Meir, I guess. Tosfos doesn't want to say it's Rav Meir, because usually the Baal Pukta of Rav Shimon is Rav Yehuda. So the Havminitz, the Girsa was that Rav Shimon's Chayev, Rav Shimon holds you always potter, Vashnaim Shasu. So we're changing. Kapalai, where's Kapalai? Elema Chayavim, Tanakam says Chayev. Because here it's Zein Yochel, Zein Yochel. They couldn't carry it, it was heavy, they couldn't carry himself. And Shimon holds your potter, or Shimon holds Shnaim Sha'osu is always potter. Zog the Mishtavaita. Hamoitzi Oichlin Pachos Mikashir Bikli. Let's say someone takes out Oichlin less than a shear, the shear is Kagroig, it's dried fig, he takes out less than that, carries out. So he's not Chayef. So maybe you Chayef for the Kli, because you carry out a Kli also. The Kli was a nice big size Kli. The Loch is a potter Afal Kli. What's the reason? Why you potter on the Kli? Shakli tfeyalai, because the kli is tuffel always to the food. The kli is only to help to carry out the food. So the kli is really not any purpose of carrying it out. So it's only to help to carry out the food. And since on the food of machayiv, so machayiv and the kli, because the kli is tuffel to the food. Same thing as achai. The loch is, we'll see tomorrow on the next daf, that achai noises atzmai. Achai carries himself. There's no chi for carrying a live person. No itself carrying a live person. So it's a chayv mita, carrying a live person on a bed. Potaf al mita, because the mita shamita tfeilai, because the mita is tafel to the person. It's a mace mita, if you're carrying out a mace on a bed, then you chayv. You chayv because of the mace. V'chein kezayis in a mace. You don't need a full mace. Even a kezayis for a mace, which is royal to make someone tame, is choshev enough to be chayv itself. A kezayis min avela, or a kezayis min avela, kadosha, or min asheret, or a kadosh min asheret, or like a lentil size of asheret, these are all shiurim of tumah. Therefore, you chayiv because chashav to be chayiv. Rav Shimon poter. Rav Shimon holds your poter when you take out tumah. Even if you take out a full mace, which is huge, you're still a poter. Why? Because we'll see. Rav Shimon holds malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is poter. Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa means, like Rashi learns over here, is that the reason why I'm taking it out is because I don't want to make anyone tumah over here, and I don't want to really I don't really, I'd rather this never happened. I don't want to have to bring it out. But Lamaisa, it's something died over here, so I have to bring it out. So since I didn't want this, that's a malacha shen tzuguf. Malacha shen tzuguf is only malacha that I want to do. Here, avadi mechavin, but it's something I wanted. I want to have this taitza. I want to really do this. But here, I don't really want this, and therefore it's called malacha shen tzuguf legufa. Taitzvis on next one off learns a little different. The malacha shen tzuguf legufa is dafka. It's doing to the tachlis that was done on the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, the tachlis always was to bring something from place to place. Here, just to get rid of it out of here. So it's called Malacha Shein Tzirich HaGufa, according to Rabbi Shimon Yepater. And the Tanakhama is Mishnah Ozichayiv. And we name on always that the Tanakhama of Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, it comes out as Chalik Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda if Malacha Shein Tzirich HaGufa is Chayiv HaPater. Like similar, we have Machlekes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda Legavi Dov Shem Miskavin. We have Machlekes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda Legavi Muksa. So here, Machlekes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda Legavi Malacha Shein Tzirich HaGufa. Talking about Siwan Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Hamoitzi Oichlin Kishir. Someone carries that Oichlin of in a Shir Groigers. In the Kli, if he carries that with a Kli, Chayv al Oichlin Potter Kli, Chayv al Oichlin, but the Kli Potter. And when you Kli Tzarchle, if you had to bring the Kli also from place to place, not only just to carry the food, but you needed the Kli in the next place also, then you Chayv also on the Kli. We'll see what that means, it makes no sense. When you Kli Tzarchle, Chayv Afal Kli, Chayv sign the Kli and sign the Oichlin. Right, the Gemara, what do you mean? If I do two melechas haitzah and one maisa and one halama, am I chayiv two? Shema mino, ochel shnei zeis yechelev hal mechad chayiv shtayim. You tell me if someone eats two kazayis of chelev in one forgetting, it's chayiv shtayim. He also, he's bringing out one haitzah, one forgetting. So, how can you chayiv the kli on that? How can you have two chatayis? Rav Shea says, no, how come I ask you know what the case was? He didn't know he didn't know how to carry it to Eichlim, but he's a kli, but the kli he knew he wasn't like carry out, so he's amazed. So he's chayiv misa on the Kli, and on the Oichlin, he's not Chayiv Misa. He's Chayiv Skila on the Kli, and he's not, and then yeah, come with Rabbanai, so he's not going to be Chayiv on the Oichlin. Fek Demar, Maschel or Vashi, but Afal Kli Tani, it's Maschel Chayiv for two. It's Maschel two Chayuvim. Afal Kli. It's not, so what's Pshat? Elamar Vashi, you're going to Shogim Bezev, and they're showing you both. Ah, he can be Chayiv two Chatois, but Helmechad. The difference was like this. He figured out that he carried out food, and then he realized that he took out the Kli in two different separate times. He had the idea in between. Well, plukta d'reichon rav shlokesh. The machlekes d'reichon rav shlokesh, if you did two malachas, or two averis, even the same malacha, in one halama, and then you realize about one before you realize the other one. Shaila is that mechalikit mechayiv two kabanas. We had this at the beginning of Parakla Gadol. Is that enough to mechayiv for two kabanas or not? So it's machlekes, Rav Yechon and Rav Shlokesh, if you are chayef for two, or you chayef for one. So the way Rashi learns like this, Rav Ashi holds like Rav Yechon, that's the second shita, and he holds that if you have, he holds like Rav Yechon that the dios are mechalek, and if you chayef two, so he's fires the brayse, you chayef two chatois. But Rav Sheshes, who had to say a case of mezid, he couldn't learn like that. He learns like Rav Shlokesh. The idea is not mechalek. And therefore, he had to say a case to Yechayev Skila. Taisus just speaks out that you don't have to say that. You can say, really, that it's not mechalekes Rav Sheshes and Rav Ashi. He's saying is that you could say like this, that Yechayev Tuchat Tais, Lefi Rav Yechanan, with the idea alone. And according to Rav Shlokesh, it's possible if you already bought the kapara for one of them, then he agrees that if you brought the kapara for one and you didn't know about the other one yet, then you have to bring another kapara for the other one. So what it means is that the shag of azev azev v'noid le v'chayz v'noid loy, and it's a pluk der yechon v'shlokosh, what exactly noida means. Is noida mean just knowing about it or bringing a kapara? And that's way, two ways to learn the braisa. And Rav Sheshes also could learn like that. Rav Sheshes also could learn that the case is that there was a kapara in between. That's why he has a kash and Rashi. How can you say Rav Sheshes is stuck? I have a case. Because even Rav Shlokesh agrees, if you have a kapara in between, that would be mechalakit. That's how Taisus learns. Like upon him, we have a shtickle of pshat in the braisa that says, Yechayev Shtayim, what's the case? Is it a di in between or a kapara in between?